and thank you for listening to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Charlotte Kniep. And many of you probably saw the General Women's Meeting broadcast that happened just a few weekends ago. And I watched it and I thought there were some really interesting and very consistent messages among the speakers, one being this overall call to women to be involved in providing service for others in a really loving way. And Austie Stenson is a single LDS student who saw the conference and is here today to talk to us about what she gained from it. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
So overall, what were your thoughts and impressions from watching the conference?
I felt really similar to you in that I felt like every speaker was speaking about service and love, but I loved how each of them took a really different approach. And some were talking globally, and some were talking about next door, or even just inside your own heart and head. And so I really appreciated just kind of how they addressed one topic, but so completely.
Yeah, absolutely. I think because we're a global church, it's important to address, especially the group of women, which is the vast majority of church membership, to address people and say, okay, hey, if you live outside of the United States, here's some different ideas for how you can serve. If you're in the United States, you know, there's refugees coming in. And I just love how they gave sort of a myriad of ideas so no one could walk away and say, I don't know what to do next, you know. So why do you feel like this call to service is such a timely message for women right now?
I thought that just a similar thing that lately on the news, I've seen a ton about refugees and bombings and terrorism, all these things that are just so intense, but don't seem like they're on my front doorstep. And so to me, it was really humbling just to hear general authorities bring it up in a meeting like this, because that lets me know that it's worth knowing. It's a global, and that it's not just small isolated instances, but it's really a big deal. And so I was kind of humbled and taken back by that, but really appreciated them speaking to it. But I think for me personally, I took more of Sister Burton when she talked about the sister who brought blankets or coats to Kosovo, right? And then kind of felt prompted when she got home to just look across the street. That was something that I felt like that's something I can do right now, is just sort of look at the girls that I know, the people in my community, the people that I live with, roommates, and just see really who needs something and how can I be the person to deliver that to them.
Right. Because I think service comes in many forms, big or small. You know, like the scriptures say, when you serve your fellow men, you're serving God. And a lot of people don't have the resources or the opportunities to travel overseas and go to Africa for a few months and build houses or wells or serve over there, even though that's amazing when people do that. But I think you're right. When we sort of look in our own backyard, you know, you'll see people who are struggling in lots of different ways. And maybe it's not financially or with their health, but maybe it's emotionally. Maybe someone just needs a friend to talk to, or just need someone to text them every day and just check in and say, hey, how are you doing? I'm here and I care about you. You know, that's a really powerful form of service that I think the Lord is appreciative of, because if he were here, he would be doing things like that for his children.
Yeah, I served as a Relief Society president in a singles ward for far too long. I loved every minute of it, but such a long time. And I got really close to all the girls in that ward. And it's interesting when you really take time to just sit down with people and just ask them how they're really doing, they'll tell you. And everyone needs something. And sometimes they don't even know they need it until you ask. And until you really put in that time to figure it out for them. And I think that's really the thing with service, is we kind of get in a routine sometimes of not serving. But if we can get in a routine of just doing small things, then when something larger comes around, it's not such a stretch.
It's such an imposition.
It's not, yeah, it's not even an imposition. It's just, okay, that's the next phase of my life too, you know, as the person who's serving you. So I'm going to go through this with you. And I think I loved President Eyring talking about how, I think it was him, when he said that when we serve someone, it's like we're serving God, that God feels as much comfort as we give to the people who we're comforting. And I thought, wow, okay, that's cool that we get to be a part of that.
Absolutely. And I really love that story that you share. It's really interesting to see the way that the church is set up, because there's so many different opportunities to serve, just built right into your calling, or just, you know, being a member of Relief Society or a member of Elders Quorum. You have, you know, those people that you're in charge of taking care of and just making sure that they have the things they need and that they have a friend who's right there for them. And what do you think it is about women and service? Because I think women have this talent for being really vulnerable and maybe a little bit easier than men have an easier time of being vulnerable, and they kind of trust instinctively and they're a little bit more nurturing. But why do you think this message about service was given to women specifically rather than to the general church?
Well, I think women are a force. Women are insane in the best possible way. Like, they have the ability to organize, they have the ability to execute, and they have the ability to love, and they have the ability to do all three at the same time. And so I feel like when women really get passionate and put away cattiness, put away judgment, put away shame or insecurity, when they put those things aside and they just start working together on something, like, crazy things happen. And it's amazing, because it's part of our nature. And I have, you know, people say, oh, I'm a woman and I don't feel like nurturing is my nature. I feel like I'm more, and they, you know, they state other attributes. But the thing is, like, women as a whole, I feel like, are capable of so much. And where one person lacks, another one exceeds. And so I feel like together, women really can understand the big picture and be able to execute something down to the smallest, most important detail. And they do it beautifully. And I just feel like, the Relief Society in general is really meant to do extraordinary things. And they're really capable of it. If we would get out of our own way sometimes and we would just do what we've been asked to do, I think that we would find that we surprise ourselves.
Absolutely. And I completely agree with you. And I love what you said, that women really are a force to be reckoned with. And I think anyone, you know, any good, faithful person is a force to be reckoned with if you can kind of get over your natural tendencies, your insecurities, your weaknesses. You know, if you work with God, if you're doing the things he wants you to do, you can make incredible things happen. You can make miracles happen in people's lives. So that's beautiful. Thank you so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Today. Really appreciate that and your thoughts. And if you weren't able to catch the General Women's Broadcast live, you can rewatch it or read it on LDS.org or the Mormon Channel at MormonChannel.org. And to learn more about service opportunities in your area, visit justserve.org. And for more insights on how to help refugees, you can visit MormonChannel.org for great radio episodes and blog posts offering advice on this topic. And just as a side note, I went about a year ago to justserve.org and found an incredible opportunity in my neighborhood to be a reading tutor for second graders that were children of immigrants. And it's been such a rewarding thing in my life. And I really encourage you to visit that website that's run by the church and find different ways you can help support people in your neighborhood. And our quote of the day that we're ending on is from Sister Neil F. Marriott, and she was one of the speakers at the General Women's Broadcast. And services, of course, has everything to do with love, and especially loving the people that you serve or learning how to love the people that you serve. And she said, love is making space in your life for someone else. Thank you so much for listening to our show today. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.